special live coverage continues with your host, Sam LaBred.
Thank you so much for joining us here on 1310 News. Of course, we have our friends listening in Kitchener on 570 News and our friends in Halifax on News 95.7. We're so glad you're here with us today. And I am absolutely over the moon to welcome my next guest. That's Ken Mayhew, President and CEO of William Osler Health System Foundation. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing well, Sam. How are you?
See, it even makes my day to hear your voice. It's been a long time since we've chatted, and I've been thinking a lot about you. You certainly have a lot of pressure on you at this time in your role. How is everybody managing?
I think we're doing pretty well. I think as you sort of hinted at there, William Osler is one of the largest community health systems. So we're Northwest Toronto near the airport, Brampton and Etobicoke. So we've seen lots of people needing our services, and we're a large team. And I think like everybody else, the team has really stepped up. It's quite incredible, actually. But, you know, it's unusual times, right? So it brings out the best of people. But at the same time, it's very difficult work, no doubt.
Absolutely, it is. Ken, one of the reasons I wanted to chat with you is, well, I've, you know, obviously known you a very long time and respected not only what you've done for the nonprofit sector this year, you were recognized for much of that as outstanding fundraiser of the year by Association of Fundraising Professionals at our big conference that happened in November. Many people look to you for advice and for mentorship and for guidance. And is that a lot of pressure on you right now in terms of everybody sort of needing a bit of your time and needing direction as we go through, well, probably the most difficult time we'll ever face in nonprofit history?
So that's a really interesting question, Sam. I think, you know, I think my answer would be, and perhaps your answer, which is, yes, it's pressure, but we're all called to serve, right? This is an unprecedented way, and I have friends who are leaving their 2, 3, 1, 4 kids behind and going into the front lines every day on the healthcare front, or, you know, be that Emerge or be that people in support services. So, yes, there's some pressure to it, but it's such a privilege, like it's such an honor to sort of let people know that, you know, while fear is contagious, so is hope, so is kindness, so is generosity. And, you know, we're all inundated with things around trying to make sure that we manage ourselves and have self-care in the midst of this. And so to the extent that I can do, you know, probably 2-3 phone calls like this a day, I'm honored to do it. It's the least I can do. And while none of us have been here before, you know, sometimes just reaching out and talking to somebody can really help you just get back on your feet and one foot in front of the other. And yeah, so I'm honored to do it, Sam.
It really is an honor. I think it is beautifully said, by the way. I think when we think about, people say, oh, how come you got into fundraising? And I'm like, well, I know I'm never going to be a doctor. I know I'm never going to have those incredible positions. But if I can be that matchmaker for generous people to get the funds where they need most, that is the privilege that I've always felt as well, like yourself. Let's talk a little bit about philanthropic leadership at this time. I think many, CEOs and EDs are quietly at night, probably waking up in the middle of the night, wondering if they are strong enough to get through this time. We know that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has, dedicated $350 million to charities in this country. We know, as much as that sounds, you know, like a lot of money, it is a drop in the bucket. What would you say to Ken, to people that are maybe quietly having doubts of their leadership in the philanthropic sector?
Yeah, so I would say that if anybody ever needs to talk to somebody at 4:20 in the morning, I'm generally available, so they can give me a shout. Because as usual, you know, you've labeled me perfectly. I think a part of the price for caring, you know what I mean, is that you tend to care about the people that you work with, the people that you serve, the people that your mission helps, especially in these times, but you also care about your teams, right? So as you alluded, we have these issues of health and we have these issues of financial stability and organizational stability. And, you know, I'm not saying anything that everybody else is not saying more eloquently, but I think it is a time for compassion and kindness and patience. I think we need to realize that just as many of us were different coming into this, many of us are handling this differently. And I think that people are doing the best they can. So, you know, one person on my team has stepped up and is running all over the place on weekends, doing all these extra little things because she wants to do everything she possibly can. And somebody else is clearly struggling. And because so many nonprofits in Canada, over 70% already, according to Imagine Canada, are seeing revenue declines, right? That means sometimes we're going to have to make some tough choices, or we're going to have to rethink the strategy that we had in mind for the year. That can be a difficult thing to do, but it's also a really important thing to do. So do it with a lens of kindness, be strategic, and also try to make it inclusive so that, you know, we as a team celebrate the best of times, and we as a team support each other through tougher times. And this is a hugely tough time. And, you know, if you're running, like my daughters go to summer camp every year, well, there's no camp. And it's a nonprofit, so there's no fundraising. So there's literally no program. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they had to tweak it a little bit. It's like a theater where the lights are dark right now. So I think you get through that as a team with compassion. You reach out, you talk to friends, and also try to be good to yourself. Realize that this is, to some extent, an uncontrollable situation, and you can try as hard as you want, but you may not be able to control everything because we don't really know what tomorrow is going to bring. So, you know, I recommend that you do your best and call a friend like you and you know, pivot as you need to and carry on. That's might sound like cheap advice, Sam, but that's what I think is the right thing to do right now.
No, I agree. We're speaking with Ken Mayhew, President and CEO of the William Osler Health System Foundation. As we work through this, I'm always looking for the silver lining, and I know you do too. Is there silver lining in this? Is there more collaboration? When we come out of this, will we go, ah, there's the lessons, and how can we, you know, make the system better, make the charitable sector work for people better?
So I think the answer is emphatically yes. And I might even go a bit deeper on you. I might go even more philosophical here, which is I'm a huge fan, I think as are you, of former Governor General David Johnston. And a lot of his work around, you know, trust and civic engagement and leaning in and I call it, you know, getting Netflix Nation off the couch. And it's tough timing to do that right now because we're, you know, sort of all stuck on our couch. But I do think that when we come out of this, we're going to be just a bit more of a more caring nation. I think we're going to realize that, you know, you never need it till you need it. Well, suddenly we've all needed it. Every single one of us have needed a friend, a neighbor, community services, government, social agencies, hospital heroes. So I think that coming out of this, we'll probably be more likely to engage, which is really, really important. And it can be philanthropy, it can be fundraising, it can be volunteerism, it can be any type of community service. We, you know, drop off food to our next door neighbor and appropriately, obviously, but we do. I think that will last. And I do also think, Sam, that the sector itself perhaps had become very concerned about some things, making sure we're lean and mean, you know, making sure we don't have reserves, making sure that every possible dollar from mission goes towards mission. I think we may also realize that we need some infrastructure. We need some capacity. Maybe we need some reserves so that if something like this, God forbid, ever happens again, we just have a bit more, you know, resilience. We have a bit more capacity because in the short term, this is going to be very tough on nonprofits. And I think coming out of it, we'll both be wiser, but I also think more caring. Like, I think, you know, the nonprofit space can be a bit competitive sometimes. And I think this is going to do a lot to help offset that.
That's exactly why I wanted to chat with you. I knew you'd have wise words for me today. Ken Mayhew, President and CEO of the William Osler Health System Foundation. Please send our love and strength to everybody at William Osler. We're thinking about all of you, and thank you for your time. I know you're a very busy guy.
Well, and thank you for everything that you're doing as well, Sam. This is a time to shine your torch brightly, and you always do that. So I'm really grateful for your leadership, not just in philanthropy, but on this little planet that we happen to inhabit. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much.